Well, hello, listeners. This is the Three Circle Church podcast. We are in the middle of a series called Bullseye, Hitting the Mark That Matters Most. My name is Chris Bell, and I'm the lead pastor here, and we are excited for you to join us today as we decide what is the mark that matters most. All right, everyone. Today we have a real treat because during the Bullseye series, we're going to be introducing to all of our listeners and our Three Circle Church family, the elders. We are an elder-led church, and I'm one of those elders, and I'm going to have the honor during this series on a weekly basis to interview and to introduce to our family, all of the elders at our church. And we're going to start with what many of us like to call our elder, not just because he's the oldest, because that's important as well, but he happens to be, we think, probably the smartest of the bunch, and we just think the world of him. So Mr. Jerry Roberts is joining us today on the podcast. Mr. Jerry, welcome to the Three Circle Podcast.
Thank you, Chris, and I certainly appreciate the compliment, but people can make up their own minds on that.
Exactly. Well, Mr. Jerry, it is, of course, you and I have been working together and serving together for 5 years now, and it doesn't take long to be around you and realize that you have a lot of wisdom. And if you don't mind, Mr. Jerry, just let everyone know so that they know what stage of life you're in. Know, how old are you, and how long have you been married, and kind of what was your background career-wise and all that good stuff?
All right. My beautiful wife, Judy, and I have been married 55 years. I will soon be, next month, 78 years old. I don't feel it, and just had a hip replacement, and I certainly don't feel it now, and so much better. We both grew up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, dated for like 10 years before we got married, so you can tell that was quite young. I first worked with AT&T for 25 years as a manager in various departments for that, and it was quite fulfilling and met a lot of good people. And then about 1990, company started giving early retirements, and that looked good to me, and so I took that and started to do my own company consulting, which I happened to do another 25 years. I'm just retired from that just a year or so ago, and worked with a company that I really enjoyed. They treated me like a preferred employee rather than just an outside consultant, but it was really great. Assurant was that company, and did a lot of consulting with them over the years and enjoyed that. I don't know what else might be helpful. I got a master's degree at LSU after going to Furman University for my undergraduate degree, and a master's in physics, and I enjoyed that study, and then have really enjoyed being with people and doing a lot of people work in my consulting. But we moved all over the country while with AT&T in Mississippi, in Alabama, in New Jersey, and then back to Georgia, where Atlanta, spent a lot of time there, and then retired from there and moved down here to Fairhope, Alabama, and really, really enjoy that.
All right, so you've lived quite a life, and you've done a lot of different things, and obviously you're very successful. You're a humble guy, but you're not going to talk about your accomplishments much, but there are many, and you've had a very successful marriage, and I just think that a lot of the listeners would love to kind of hear, you know, as we opened up the series this past weekend, we're talking about focus and the idea that that God, you know, has designed us with a direction that he wants for us. And often it seems that our culture and just life in general kind of pulls us away from that. And you and I were discussing earlier, and we discussed it this weekend at Three Circle, that the idea of multitasking and the idea of trying to do lots of little things at the same time seems to be the trend. So in your life, You know, it seems that you're a very focused person. So what has the value of focus meant for you in the big important things in your life, like marriage, parenting, and career?
Well, I'm glad to hear that some of the research shows that multitasking is not the thing to desire, because I've never considered myself someone that could do that very well. I suppose if the opposite is focus, I do that, but sometimes I'm probably focusing on things that were minor and not focusing on the majors, but I've tried to do that and try to get whatever the task or the project is behind me before I start with something else. But I grew up in church and being taught and certainly believing that my focus should be on God and on His Son and the fact that we owe everything to the blood of Christ. So that obviously is not something that's in the front of your mind all the time, but next to that, my wonderful wife, and we just have a marriage. I know people talk about how marriages have ups and downs, but as I think back over ours, I can't think of too many downs. Had two beautiful children, and they're in various parts of the country. We have to travel a good bit to get to see them, and four grandchildren total. So it's a delight when we do get to spend time with them. I try to focus on them as much as I can, but with them being away, it's difficult sometimes. But after business has kind of been put behind me in my life, I've had the wonderful opportunity of becoming part of Three Circle Church and being selected an elder some, I don't know, 10 years ago or so. I really, really enjoy that. And right now, this church is certainly one of the things that I focus on. I enjoy it. I'm honored to be part of the leadership, and I'm just looking forward to the direction that we're taking and how we're going to get there.
Great. So in a practical sense, Mr. Jerry, when it comes to focus, how have you kept, like, in a practical way, how have you made God the center of your life? Like, if you consider the bullseye of your life following Christ and being Christ-like, what are some practical ways across your life and across, you know, raising kids, all the busyness that life brings, how did you keep Jesus first? What are some real practical things that you did to make that happen?
Well, I don't want to say that I've done these things all the time, but I've learned some things that seem to be very, very workable, and that is just stay in the Word, keep your eye on what you're being told through Scripture, prayer. There's nothing like prayer to take you to a position where you should be and where you can put things that are trying to detract you out of the way. My wife is a wonderful, wonderful Christian. She's got such a wonderful heart that I just can't believe at times that she married me. But she's a major part of it. And then contact with our children. And God has been so good to us through problems that have come up in our lives. And there have been times, as Trey was talking last night, that you just have to step out into space, not knowing what's under your feet, and go forward with that.
Right. I bet, think back, because there's probably some dads and moms listening to this. Think back to when, you know, you're in New Jersey and you have kids and you're busy and you're going back and forth to work. How do you work in time in the Bible? How do you work in prayer time? And did you do that? Was that something you stayed consistent with? And did you have some tricks maybe that would help listeners know how to fit it into their lives?
Well, the challenge was to do that and also to have time for your children and for your family. Because when I was in New Jersey, I had to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, walk to the train, That took about a half an hour. I had about a two-hour one-way commute into New York City and then reversed that going home.
So 4 hours a day was wrapped up in just transportation?
A little bit of it was taken off because Judy could pick me up in the afternoon at the train station. We didn't do that in the morning because of getting the children to school and such. So I'd say 3.5 hours maybe is more like that. And I learned a little trick that saved me some time, and that is get as much office work done on the train going home as I could.
Wow.
So that I didn't have that.
So it sounds like you were very disciplined in not, like, I think many of us, because of our multitasking nature, and you said it earlier, we end up wasting time. So you really decided your time was valuable. You only had so much of it. So you literally were grabbing the time constantly to try to redeem it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, trying to do that and never grabbing that that office briefcase when I was at home until children were asleep. And then if I had any extra work to do, I'd do after that. But the children and having prayers with them and teaching right. them to pray and that sort of thing, we tried to do on a regular basis.
Did you have your personal time with God in the mornings before you left, even though you were getting up so early, or did you do that some other time during the day?
A lot of that was walking to the train station. That took me about 30 minutes.
So you walked to the train station for 30 minutes?
Yeah, walked to the train station. It was kind of a rush just getting ready to get
Would you
out.
Have been in your 30s during this time, do you think? Late 20s, 30s?
Late 30s.
Late 30s, okay.
Yeah. And I communicated a lot with God, sang a lot of songs on my way. I remember some of the times I had to walk through the snow and the ice, and that was no fun, but it was kind of a discipline that you learn.
Right. That's great. Okay, so when it comes to marriage, I think anyone who gets the chance to be around you and Miss Judy, we're all pretty amazed and impressed by your marriage. It's healthy. It's you guys are in your late 70s. You clearly are in love, and there's a joy there that I think we all want to have, you know? So how'd you pull that off, Mr. Jerry? I mean, again, you had this big, successful career. You raised kids. You did everything everyone's doing. And in particular, how did the idea of focus, because you were able to focus, you're a focused guy. How do you think focus helped you in your marriage and have a successful marriage?
Well, God brought our paths together, and I'm convinced of that. And I just knew she was the one when I saw her first time. So it was pretty easy for me to focus on Judy. And we just talked early in our marriage that we were going to try to put that marriage first, that nothing was going to interrupt it, nothing was going to tear it apart. And, of course, our children came, and they became part of that marriage. But the one thing I remember specifically, and this may have something to do with focus, in the first few years, like young couples sometimes, I would try to do things like read a book or read my office work and talk to her at the same time.
All right, now we're talking.
And I found out that didn't work.
So today what it is everyone's looking at their phones.
That's right. We didn't have those then. So, but you tried.
You tried to read books, and you found that did not work.
Right. It did not work, and sometimes I could tell that in the tone of her voice, that she didn't like that.
Right.
So I trained myself to just turn and look her in the eye anytime.
That's good. So simple.
She asked me a question. Yes, it's simple, but it works. It works.
And it works.
And we do that now.
Right.
And I can't remember. Of course, it may be my short memory, but I can't remember the last time we had any kind of discussion that I would say was not amiable.
Right. That's great.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so focus helped you with your relationship with God. It helped you with your marriage. Finally, as a dad, how did it help you being a father, you know, with kids? And, you know, because I think we realize our kids need not just quality time. They also need quantity time. They need time with us. And, again, you were very busy. 3.5 hours every day during that period of your life was just gone on traveling. So how did you make it happen?
Well, as I say, I tried to get home and turn the time over to them. Whenever we had an opportunity, like the weekends or vacation time, do as much as we could that involved all of us. And as far as turning to God is concerned, the one thing that sticks in my mind perhaps more than any other singular event, our daughter did quite well in her college studies in Furman University, and she wanted to go into psychology. She looked all around, and wouldn't you know it, the best place that she decided she wanted to go was in at Pepperdine University in California. Now, we were in Atlanta at the time. So we talked about that, and we couldn't budge her from that opinion. So we drove her out there and went in two cars and left one for her with all her stuff. And she was going to be in an apartment in Los Angeles. Pepperdine's just a little bit north of Los Angeles. And we were scared to death because we started looking at apartments. And some of the neighborhoods we had addresses for, we wouldn't even get out of the car and go in.
Wow.
So we got to a place that had a under-the-building parking gate, and it looked like it was fairly safe, and she liked that apartment, so she stayed there. But I remember when we left and left her there, it just tore my heart. Because of the surroundings and because this was obviously the first time we were going to be truly separated this far from her. She was a couple of hours away in undergraduate school. And we stopped, Judy and I stopped on the way, I think it was in New Mexico or someplace, driving home to spend the night. And I remember being on my knees and saying, God, I can't protect her anymore. Would you please do that? And I was as sincere as I could possibly be that that was something that I just really, really needed some comfort in. And I won't say he spoke to me, but I got the feeling that, yes, okay, I'll do that. And I felt so much better the rest of the trip home. And from then on, while she was in school there, she would talk about hearing gunshots down the block at night and that sort of thing, but God protected her, and that was the one thing that I put my strong trust in, and it worked. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, Mr. Jerry, we appreciate you sharing with us today. There's a lot of folks at our church that probably have seen you around, and we wanted them to know that you are you're one of our elders here. You're helping us lead this church, and we are thankful for you and your witness and your marriage and your relationships and your focus, the kind of man that you are.
Thank you, Chris. And certainly Three Circle is something that's deep in my heart, and I have a focus for it and try to do whatever I can to make it successful. Now, I praise God that we're all here together.
Thank you so much. So, guys, thank you for joining us today on the Three Circle Podcast. We're going to be doing this each week during the Bullseye Series. You'll be able to meet all of our elders. And as we learned today, focus is a big deal. Listen, don't think multitasking is actually getting more done. You got to focus, and you got to decide, what are the things I must focus on? And the bullseye is going to be your relationship with Jesus. And when you focus on that, everything else is going to begin to make sense. So today we pray that you will be able to hit the mark that matters most.